It's David Flynn for Can Do, and I'm speaking to Ricky Grinberg, who runs an eco-resort in Ballina. Ricky, good evening. How are you?
Good evening, David. Thank you. Well, and I'm delighted to be talking to you about this very important issue.
Thank you. We're talking about local environmental plans, which are being introduced in the various parts of New South Wales by the local governments. And I understand that these are creating havoc for landowners.
It's worse than that. It will actually be the perfect storm, economic disaster for New South Wales, unless we put a stop to it. So what has happened is the previous government under Labor introduced a standard template, which they wanted all of the Shire councils to standardise all of their zones. And not a bad idea. But what happened was you have extremist factions within councils now, especially along the coastline, which had subverted the actual what was meant for good intentions of the zoning to other views, and they are far left politically. So what we've got is a socialist land grab, and the idea of the over-application of environmental zones E2 and E3 is to lock up the land and sterilise it of all human use and occupation. Now, we are not talking pristine land that's never been seen or touched. We're talking eco-resorts like ours. We're talking large rural and very important agricultural holdings. We're even talking about people's home sites. If you get zoned E2, that's it. Your land is then worth 50% less than what it was the day before you were zoned E2. It is that bad.
I understand there was a case of a quarry which found that its valuation fell significantly.
Absolutely. We have hard documentary evidence to back up all of our assertions. This particular quarry is 400 acres. The quarry itself only actually is a very small part of that, and the rest of it is an agricultural holding. Prior to the E2 zoning, it was worth $5 million. After the E2 zoning, it was actually only worth, valued at, and it says it in the valuation, because of E2, it is now only worth $2 million.
So that means the local government has taken away $3 million from the landowner.
Well, the landowner, I might add, doesn't have any superannuation, and it's a shareholding between many partners who are all counting on actually getting rid of their land at some stage to cash in on their superannuation. Now they're very poor people. They'll actually be going on the pension eventually because, you know, their superannuation has been taken away, as has ours and all of the other farmers and landholders and business owners and operators that we know, mariners